Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and our sponsor, Audible, has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get-organized. Well, I sound kind of weird tonight, at least I think I do, but hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. So tonight we are going to talk about digital clutter. And I had the opportunity of talking with one of my favorite guests, Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence Business Solutions, in regard to how to conquer the digital clutter. So shortly, I will be sharing an interview with you because Lynn had something else scheduled, but she wanted to make sure she set aside some time. So we have a wonderful pre-recorded interview. So get your pen, your paper, and your tablets. And you might want to get your smartphones and just start getting rid of some of that digital clutter. And, of course, I will be following up with some tips in my Taylor Tip Time, as well as my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for the week. But before I share with you my wonderful interview with Lynn Edwards, I did a little digging, and I just wanted to share with you, because I wanted to know, the digital history. Since we're talking about digital clutter, let's talk about the digital history. So I'm just going back just a few years. So in 2005, Google acquires Android Mobile Operating System. In 2006, Apple introduced the MacBook. In 2007, the iPhone came out. In 2010, the iPad made its debut. 2011, Chromebook. And 2012, Facebook gained over 1 billion users on October the 4th. And I wanted to share that with you because we have so much technology at our fingertips, so many devices at our fingertips. And just like our homes and our offices, it gets full of clutter. So I'm going to be sharing with you a wonderful and informative interview I had with Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence Business Solutions. Evening, listeners. I am here with Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence Business Solutions. Can you tell I'm happy? And she's going to share strategies how we can tackle the digital clutter. See, years ago, we didn't have digital clutter. But now that we got smartphones, we got tablets, we got laptops, touch screens, all of that stuff, we have a lot of digital clutter. So Lynn has successfully helped business owners manage their email marketing, social media, shopping cart, and websites. I'm one of her happy customers, with a caring tenacity for seeing each of these areas grow. Providing directions in these areas has helped her clients see a boost in their list building, social media, and sales. So good evening, Lynn.
Good evening, Janet. Always a pleasure to be on Got Clutter, Get Organized.
Well, this week we got clutter, and we need to get organized on our digital clutter. They need to get rid of that digital clutter, because I think everybody is guilty of it because of so many devices, and we're always trying to maintain our social media so we're constantly taking a picture, whether it's us at an event or just something that we love and see. So before I get into some of the questions, what really is digital clutter?
Well, I would describe digital clutter really as just basically disorganization in any of your digital devices. And that could include, like you said, your computer, your cell phone, or your tablet. Just items that we store up and think we're going to go back to at some point again, but we never really do. And then it can cause for a lot of problems in our devices. So, just things that are just cluttering up, taking up space, let's say it that way, in your digital devices.
Mm. So with all that clutter on our computers, I guess, just like in our homes and in our lives, what can it do really to our computers and tablets and phones and other devices?
Right. Well, while I don't claim to be an expert in this area, because there are many technology experts out there who could give you a way more detailed and specific answer that you probably wouldn't understand anyway. However, just on a very basic level, when your digital items are cluttered, you will begin to see a change in how things are running. So, I once had a computer, and it was so full of stuff, and I had not, cleaned it out, and I could literally feel this complete pulling from screen to screen. From one screen to the next, I could feel it, like when I had the mouse in my hand, I could feel the pull, the weight of it trying to get there. And so I knew that it was, it was time to, figure out what was going on, and that's how I kind of started, getting some understanding on how having so much in your computer can, cause problems like, slowing it down. It could start to shut off. You could start to see the blue screens. It might freeze up. Anything that is out of the ordinary of how it is supposed to run. So it can also take up a lot more memory in your computer and in your devices, period, not just your computer anymore because we have so many other devices, but it can also take up so much memory than necessary, which is one of the biggest issues that we have. Our devices are only built to handle a certain amount of memory, and when we have so much clutter in those places, it can cause, for that memory to make your device crash, and that is the worst-case scenario. You don't want to see a crash in any of your devices, your phone, your tablet, your particularly your computer, because that's where we do, a lot of our work. I mean, we use the other devices for other things, but most of us, have a laptop, a desktop, something where we significantly store the items that we use to run our businesses. So, you never want to see anything that's going to cause your computer to crash, your phone, any of your devices. You don't want to see that. And if you don't have enough memory, you won't be able to store new and important items. You'll need to begin to get rid of some of the older, less useful things in your device. So,
And you're so right, because as you were talking, I was thinking about, because, of course, the advice you give me about making sure I keep my social media current and up to date, and I was at a networking event, Lynn, and I'm getting ready, and I asked the gentleman to take a picture of me and a woman I had just met, and sure enough, he couldn't take the picture because my camera was so full. And I was like, wow. Here I thought I was, doing my, the tip, the one tip that you always say when I go out, Janet, make sure you just take some really nice pictures. So I really learned from that not to really kind of at least, ever so often, to not ever let that happen again. So how can a person start? Because now that a lot of us are really active on social media, we've got images all over the place, and sometimes it's not just, in order to make the image, sometimes we need two images to make the one perfect. How we can just start kind of dealing with this digital clutter overload.
Yeah, I hear you on that. With you know, you have to take two images. Well, somebody told me you had to take at least 30 images to get one, one good one. And she was a makeup artist, and she said, you know, if you're doing selfies, you know, you might need to take 30 images to get the one that you want. And that could be too much, you know, to store. So I first believe in simplifying. I think just developing a mindset that says, I don't really need everything in my device. And making a decision to really decide to get rid of what you don't need. Because if it's an ugly picture, you really don't need to keep storing it. You know, delete it immediately. And I love one of the features on my camera phone is that it shows you the picture before it downloads it, and you have an opportunity to delete it at that moment. Not following your vein with the pictures, but if it's something that you know you're like, oh, I don't really like that one, delete it. Go to the next one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a mindset of saying, I don't need all of this stuff. I really don't need every single thing in my device. I will only keep what I really need and what I absolutely will reuse. Not maybe, not possibly, but I'll absolutely reuse this again. And for me, that is, it's always about mindset, because people will think, I need something, you know, I'm going to hold on to this, whether it's a document, whether it's a image, whether it's a video, I'm going to hold on to this just in case I need it. But you need to decide, you know, am I really, really going to need this? And there are so many other ways to store things that will help you to begin. So by saying, you know what, I'm going to upload this to my cloud, and then that way it's not in my device. It's someplace safe. If I need it, I have storage someplace that will allow me to access it again later, you know, as opposed to just keeping it on your device and causing for, you know, problems. Like I said, you know, it could be running slow. It can, you know, just be taking up space and memory that you could really be getting rid of, you know, and using it for something more important. So for your computer, I think just a quick look at your documents folder would be a great place to begin. Go through some of those things and begin clearing out old documents that you might no longer need. And then make sure that, you are also clearing out your recycle bin on your computer. Because even when you begin to purge and you start to delete stuff, it goes into your recycle bin. But if you don't delete the recycle bin, it's still in your computer. So, you know, most people don't know that recycle bin, you know, will store all of the deleted items. And, you know, our computers are smart. Our devices are smart. They know that you may have deleted something by accident, and it's going to wait for you to tell it to delete it for good, to send it packing for good. So just remember that as a quick tip as you're beginning the process of cleaning out the digital clutter, you will want to, you know, clear that recycle bin. And then additionally, your cache in your internet files and your cookies in your computer, you want to get rid of all of that and clear up your download folders. You know, we download so much stuff that we never refer back to. So, you know, go to your download folder and just begin to clear that stuff out and delete it and put it in a file. That's one of the things that I always suggest is put it in a file. And then we talked about, you know, your photos and videos and music. Those are items that take up so much space. So you want to, like I said, if you've already uploaded it to someplace like a cloud, or you put it on YouTube or you put it on Instagram, you may not still need it in your device because it's someplace else and it's someplace safe. So, you know, you might want to go ahead and just delete it. Now, music is a little different because music we can always refer back to. That's a little more difficult. You know, music files, especially ones that you purchased. If you purchase music, you're definitely not going to want to go ahead and just, you know, begin to delete it. But take comfort in allowing that to remain, you know, untouched while you, you know, let everything else, you know, put a little tag on everything else that has to go.
Wow. Okay. So, well, actually, it's interesting how the way you described it's like getting rid of stuff you don't want, you don't need. It's the same with physical clutter, but I just want to go back to something you said. So, okay. So, you know, I do the Periscopes, et cetera, and it has a video which is saved on my cell phone. And, you know, I upload that to YouTube. So once I really upload that to YouTube, I can basically delete that off of my phone. Is that what you're saying, Lynn?
Yeah, because it's there. It's stored. You have it there. You don't need it in your phone anymore.
Oh, my goodness. I think my phone, if it could just cheer and say, hey, Lynn, you could do it because it's afternoon. I'm getting rid of all of those. I wasn't sure how that worked, and you just clarified. Oh, my goodness. You just probably opened up so much space that my phone will probably run like it's never operated before. So
yeah, it's stored on YouTube. It'll be there. As long as you have that YouTube account, that video will be there. And it's live right now. You know, that anybody can go to your YouTube page right now and see those videos. So, I mean, why are you storing it? Why would you have to keep it?
So even if you upload it, so what if you upload it like to an Instagram page or a Facebook page, you still have to keep that video live? If you upload it directly from your cell phone to one of those pages, you would still have to keep it live, wouldn't you? And your cell phone.
You mean from... No, once you upload it, no, it's on their server. So it's now a part of your YouTube or your Instagram or your Facebook page. I still have videos on my Facebook page right now that I've uploaded maybe 5 or 6 years ago, which I probably need to go and delete. But, I mean, because some of them are no longer valid in some of the information because it's changed. But yeah, I mean, they're still there. They've been there for 5, 6 years. And
wow.
Yeah, I don't need to store them anymore in my phone.
Oh,
or
wow.
On my computer even. I've deleted them, most of them, from my computer.
Oh my goodness. Did you hear that, listeners? I can hear like across the country and around the world, people are going, wow, Lynn. You're getting ready to go to those phones and get rid of stuff and open up more space. So my next question is, do you have strategies on the best way to organize, now that we've gotten rid of the stuff we don't need, for the things, you know, like it might be our headshots, it might be a logo, because we're doing stuff on social media and the web and email marketing, et cetera, what is a good way to store the things that we really need to keep?
I say this, I'm going to give the same tip on this that I give for pretty much everything. When it comes to organizing, you need to create folders for everything. So everything, even digitally, you can create folders, from your cell phone, from your tablet to your computer. You can create folders for everything that you have, stored in your phone. So whether it's, music, pictures, videos, documents, everything from your email inbox to important files that you've listed, it needs a folder so that you can – so if you go to my computer right now, if you click on it, you know, my documents file, you're going to come up with folders before you see any files because there's a folder for every – aspect, everything that I do, everything, every client that I have, every person that I work with, even my client photos. So because I do a lot of images for email marketing, social media, whatever it is, when I download a photo because I need to upload it to something, it downloads into that person's file. Now, what I do most of the time is I go back and delete it because I don't need it anymore after I download it. But just for references, I always know where that is, and it just creates a more streamlined effect to everything in my digital devices. I know I have client files. I know I have, financial files. I know I have resource files, you know, so that I'm able to just, you know, click a button and go right back to those things. And now one of the things that I do recommend is getting, like I said earlier, a online cloud, like, you know, Google Drive or Dropbox or Evernote, something that's online that'll allow you to access files from any place. And one of the things that I love about, you know, having the cloud type filing system is that it is streamlined across all of my devices. So any device that I have, if I need to, you know, get to something, I can always touch it there. You know, it's not just, you know, loaded in one place like on my computer or on my cell phone. I can always access it at any time. So those are some of the things that I would recommend in organizing your digital items.
Mm-hmm. So finally, Lynn, so we've purged, we've organized. So are there any ways that you can share that for us to maintain once we've, you know, we've gotten rid of stuff we don't need and we've organized it? Just like any organizing system, how should we just maintain everything?
Sure. I'm going to give you a few things that I've learned over the years that have helped me maintain my systems. And I don't want to proclaim to be an expert at this, but just things that have really been very helpful to me where I've had mishaps and I've had things crash and I've had things fail. So these are some of the things that I have learned from professionals and just from experience that has helped me to really keep it together. One of the things I would suggest is uninstalling any unused items on your desktop. So sometimes you'll see that come up on your computer. It'll actually ask you if you would like to clean up your desktop with icons that you no longer use, and say yes. Allow that to occur, you know, and your computer will technically walk you through the steps of doing that because it takes up space. And there's another thing that occurs when you start your computer. Sometimes it can slow down if you have programs that are starting with your start process. And these are things like I'm not going to take a lot of time to go into, but you can Google how to do that, and it will definitely walk you through the process of getting that together and making sure that you're not slowing down. And then I want to suggest that you uninstall any software that you're no longer using, whether it's on your computer, your phone, or your tablet, because that also takes up a lot of space. So your software items that, you know, I didn't like this program, it didn't really work for me, I don't intend on using it, go ahead and delete it, especially if it's something free that you can reinstall at another time. You know, just take it off. And I've had to do that many times when I've run out of space, especially on my phone, because I refuse to upgrade sometimes. So I will, you know, make space by getting rid of items that I'm not really using, or I've used once or twice, or my kids downloaded some stuff that I'm like, what is this? And I'll just go and delete it so it can create more space for me. And then on your computer, you want to run diagnostics on your computer through your antivirus software. So, you know, make sure that you're checking for space. You're checking for, you know, the health of your computer, which any antivirus, Norton, I don't know, whichever software that you use, has those qualifications and options for you to run tests and make sure that things are running well. Do a disk cleanup, which, again, you can go through Google and walk you through that process. It's really simple. And then update your apps on your phone. And make sure that any applications that you're using, you want to make sure that they're in up-to-date status, because that will help you, you know, not to have your phone slowing down or your system slowing down. And then lastly, I would suggest try a system update or upgrade. Now, some people don't really like to do that, especially with Apple phones, because they suggest that it makes things worse. I've heard that so many times with Apple phones, like, oh, since I updated my system, it's really bad. I have an Android, and I've not had any problems whenever I've updated my system. It's actually made it run better. So I suggest that as an option to you if you feel comfortable doing that. But there you have it. Those are my tips.
And they were great tips. I mean, actually, it was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. I got software on my computer that I don't use it, but I have the, you know, everything here. So if I really wanted to use it again, all I have to do is upload it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you've given us some really good digital spring cleaning tips, Lynn. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like that, digital spring cleaning.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like, okay, I'm looking at the phone here, but I'm also looking at my laptop. I'm like, yeah, I can get rid of some stuff. Okay. All right. I'm going to make some room. And that's how we do what we do. Spring cleaning, we make room. Lynn, you have given us some awesome tips. Thank you so much.
It's always my pleasure.
So please tell listeners how they can connect with you, hire you, contact you, get on your mailing list.
Absolutely. You can visit my website at virtual-excellence.com. That's virtual-excellence.com. You can also, you know, follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram there. All of that information is on the website, so feel free to visit there and stop by and say hello. I'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Lynn. I feel like I need to put on my little spring cleaning outfit and just start tackling some digital clutter. Thank you so much for your inspiration.
It's my pleasure.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star, and she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
Thank you, Krista Barr. Well, that was an awesome interview by Ms. Lynn Edwards, and I hope you were taking notes, because I was taking notes again. And one of the things I actually did as a result of the interview was I deleted the videos from my phone. I had all the videos from when I did all my Periscopes and anything else I did, and I got rid of those. And I also got rid of a lot of just pictures and things from my phone. And once I tackled the phone, the next thing I did was I tackled my laptop. And I uninstalled some software. I got rid of a lot of things I download. And I was amazed at the space that I created. And, of course, I'll share some photos with you, because I took a picture how much space I had. And even on my flash drive. And then once I started deleting items, I was like amazed at how much space I started gaining. So I suggest all of you do the same. You just start tackling your digital clutter, and I'm going to share with you just how to really manage that project in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to talk to you about Audible, which is one of our sponsors. And of course, you all know that they offer our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get-organized, and you can choose from over 180,000 audio programs. All you have to do is download a title for free and start listening. It is that easy. You go to audibletrial.com/get-organized. That's audibletrial.com/get-organized. Then my audiobook selection for this week is Clutter Busting by Book Palmer. And it's an insightful book where Brooke Palmer shows how to get rid of things in our lives we no longer need and they no longer serve us by tossing out those unneeded items. We are also eliminating their negative influence, freeing up energy, and unlocking our potential. And it's loaded with inspiring anecdotes and practical tips for you. So it is, again, Clutter Busting by Brooke Palmer. And that is letting go of what's holding you back. And that is my audiobook selection for this week. So, again, go to www.audibletrial.com/get-organized. And you can have a 30-day free trial, and you can also download that book for free.
So digital clutter, a digital spring cleaning is what we're doing. So in order to tackle this project, because we've got more, I mean, most of us have at least 3 devices, minimum. And depending if you've got more than one laptop, more than one cell phone, you've got tons. So schedule about 15 to 30 minutes time to do this project. That's my tip from my Taylor's Tips on. You want to select a device. So you want to either do the laptop, the tablet, or the cell phone. And you want to target a specific area. Do you want to do the emails? Do you want to do the images? Do you want to do the videos? Don't need it, delete it. And, of course, what Lynn said, you need to schedule regular time to do this. So schedule about 15 to 30 minutes. Select your device. Target a specific area, whether you want to check the email, the videos, the images. If you don't need it, delete it. And schedule regular time to do the maintenance. So that's my Taylor Tip time for this week. So now I wanted to share with you, as you know, my power keys for an organized you. And time is winding down for this promotion. I thank all of you who have been taking advantage of it. It's a wonderful product offer because it was created for people like you who are do-it-yourselfers by providing you step-by-step strategies on how you can conquer your clutter and have the organized home you want. And with this package, you get 2 things. You get, first of all, Strategies for Getting Your Home Organized e-course, which is a step-by-step instruction on how you can take your home organizing project, how you can tackle it yourself. And so whether you're organizing your closet full of clothes you no longer wear, or you just want to get the basement full of stuff cleared out, or you want to park your car in a garage, the information in this e-course can help you organize any room or area and get organized. So that's the first thing, you get the e-course. The second thing is you get 2-hour one-on-one sessions with me. You get 2 of them with me. And in our session, first of all, you're going to give me a visual of a photo, a visual assessment, whether it be a photo, whether it be video of your project. And what I will do is I'll give you a detailed plan on how to organize space, and I'll also give you some guides on how to help you complete the project. I'll give you product suggestions, and I'll give you strategies to help you stay motivated and organize the space. So you'll get not only the e-course, but you'll get 2 one-on-one sessions with me where I will share with you strategies on how to organize your space. And this package, which is valued over $250, you get it for an investment of $59. So this package is going to be winding down soon. So I wanted to make sure you get take advantage of this offer. Again, it's a $250 value for only $59. So just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and sign up while it's still available. So it's time to move on to Janet's mailbag. And, of course, I want to thank you for following me on Instagram, Facebook, and I want to thank you for your tweets and your emails. And, of course, thank you for all of you who are a part of my Blog Talk Radio community. I appreciate each and every one of you. Well, of course, you know tomorrow's talk is Tuesday. So because we're talking about digital clutter, it's time to do another digital delete. So delete things that you no longer need or want from your cell phone, your tablet, or your laptop. That's my digital tip for Toss It Tuesday. Now, moving on to my app suggestion. There is an app for your iPhones, and it is a Clean My Phone. It's designed to free up storage space on the iPhone devices by removing junk files, caches, and other unnecessary data that slows down your device. So it's Clean My Phone. It's available for iPhone. I am sure there is something available for the Android as well. I didn't come across it yet, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So I wanted to share that with you. Oh, also, there is, and actually I did, there is a Clean Master. I'm looking at it right now on my computer. Clean Master cleans out your Android device and removes junk. It's an improved performance, and it keeps your data safe from harm. So there's a Clean My Phone for the iPhone, and Clean Master cleans out your Android. So there is something. So I found something for that. And then my product suggestion for the week is a small tent stacking drawer that you can store your accessories to keep your technology organized. It's just these little stacking drawers, and it's really great. And you can go to, of course, my Pinterest page and find out that information. And then there is, and you can get these from the Container Store. And then my repurpose suggestion, there are 15 ways to reuse office supplies, clips to hold your chargers on your desk. So go to my Pinterest page, and you look at my board on repurpose office and also app suggestions that help you stay organized and product suggestions to help you stay organized. All that information is right there in one location on my Pinterest page. So make sure you check that out. But again, Clean My Phone will help you with your iPhone. Clean Master will help you with your Android. And, of course, you know, just organizing those all those accessories and wires and things that we have for all of our devices, the wonderful small tent stacking drawers. And I use a tent because, one, tent is colored, but also it's clear. So it'll help you distinguish the drawer, but also be able to see through it as well. And also repurposing supplies so we can keep, especially our chargers. I like the way the clip just fits nicely on the desk. So those are my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion for this week. My motivational quote for this week is, stay focused on whatever you want to do and don't doubt yourself. So whatever it is you want to do, whether you want to tackle your digital clutter, whether you want to tackle your physical clutter in your home, your office, or you're ready to really better manage your life and your time, stay focused on whatever you want and don't doubt yourself, because you can do it. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take some motivation. But let me tell you, I know it is possible. Just keep moving forward. Next week, our guest is going to be Felicia Wallace Benton, and she's going to be sharing with us getting organized to entertain outdoors, because next week, believe it or not, is Memorial Day weekend. For those of us in the United States, Memorial Day weekend. So it's the kickoff, the official kickoff of summer. I'm excited because later this week it's going to be almost 90 degrees here in Philadelphia, and I am excited about that. And then, of course, next month, I've got some wonderful guests lined up, starting with my friend Sylvia Douglas, and she is a trainer, and she's going to teach those of us who are trainers and speakers and presenters how to be more organized as a trainer. Then I have someone who, because there's a sewing machine day in June, who's going to be showing us how to be more organized with all of our sewing materials and our supplies. Then there's going to be a productivity expert, teaches how to be more productive. And we're going to end the month with just how to clean out and let go of stuff that is holding us back. So that is a roundup, a little kind of brief preview of some of the guests I have lined up. And, of course, as always, if there is a topic, a subject, a guest that you would like me to bring on this show, just go to my website, janetmtaylor.com, and go into the contact page and just leave me some information like, hey, Janet, I want this subject. I've always wanted to learn how to organize this or that. So just drop me a line. I would love to hear from you. And, of course, always reach out to all our guests as well. I wanted to let you know that as well. So, again, stay focused on whatever you want to do and don't doubt yourself. Because I know just getting organized can get a little overwhelming. And we're getting into the 6 months, And you're kind of looking back saying, well, in January I said I was going to accomplish this, that, and the other. And you're getting near to 6 months and saying, I haven't done much. But first of all, I want you to get what you have done. And the next thing, I want you to pull out that list, or if you don't have a list, pull out a piece of paper and write down what you wanted to accomplish and what you said you were going to accomplish in 2016. So if you said you wanted to organize your entire house, that is fantastic and wonderful. But now I want you to focus on one area, and it could be the kitchen. It could be the bedroom. It could be the bathroom, the basement, whatever area. So if it's just list one single specific area. And then from there, I want you to do one thing this week, just one, that you can get organized in that specific area. And I'm talking maybe tackling a drawer, maybe taking out all the newspaper and putting them in recycling, maybe tackling that junk mail pile that's been sitting there, that maybe you need to hire a teenager to shred. Or maybe get your own teenager and say, look, if you shred it, I'll treat you to the movies. Excuse me. Or maybe it's just taking some of the sweaters out of your closet and putting them in a bag and taking them to the Goodwill so you'll have room for the sweaters you do wear. I'm just saying sweaters. It could be T-shirts. It could be shoes. Whatever. Going in that bathroom and getting rid of all of that stuff and those products that you used once and you don't want to use anymore. It's just doing a little something. Don't feel like you've got to tackle the whole room and get all the organizers. No, let's all purge. So this week I want you to just think of a room that you wanted to organize, and I want you to think of one area that you can tackle, and you know you can tackle it maybe in 30 minutes or less. How about that? Just do that. If you have gotten to a place where you're feeling frustrated because you said you were going to get organized this year and you feel like you haven't done it, and life happens. The kids need projects done. The kids need to go different places. Maybe you've got family obligations. Maybe you took on more assignments at work because you have some financial goals you want to accomplish. That is okay. That is what life is all about. So I just wanted to kind of share that little inspiration hopefully with you and to just tell you I'm here giving you a virtual pat on the back saying you can do it. Yes, you can. I've seen it done and wanted to be one of those ones that is celebrating at the finish line with you, cheering you on. So again, stay focused on whatever you want to do and don't doubt yourself. So, again, next week, getting organized to entertain outdoors with Felicia Wallace Benton on Designing Your Vision. So, I want to thank you and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on social media. And if you aren't following me on social media, please do. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Google Plus and Pinterest. And, of course, for those of you who follow me on Instagram, mostly for the past few Saturdays, every Saturday morning, I've been providing you with a quick tip. So be sure to follow me on Instagram, Organizer Janet. So I want to thank you for listening. And make sure you always visit me at my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.